This is Dr. Ali declaring history. Physical patient name Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth 2-1-1939. Place Franklin Road, Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 10-29-2023. His initial history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 84-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to MedStar Hospital. He was brought with altered mental status. Patient has a multiple medical problem. History of CVA, thrombectomy, dysphagia, right RCA occlusion, AFib, not an anticoagulation, post cabbage, hypertension, CKD, hemoptysis due to pulmonary hemorrhage. Patient presented with the change in mental status. CT imaging was negative for new finding. It shows right MCA territory evolving infarct. MRI of the brain show evolution of the large hemorrhage within the basal ganglia. The finding discussed with neurology, no further intervention by neurosurgery. Saw the patient, they didn't recommend anything else. Repeat CT head was stable. Support EEG was negative for epileptic finding. Patient was reported to have right MCA recent infarct. At this time the MRI show large basal ganglia hemorrhage. Patient also not have a multilobar pneumonia, UTI, bladder infection, given antibiotics, prospectin. He has aphasia, sudden onset, blood pressure was monitored, IV antibiotic continued, folic acid for acute urinary retention was placed, CT shows stable subacute right MCA infarct, no new bleed, neurology was consulted again, EEG monitoring was advised, patient has fluctuating mental status throughout the hospitalization. Combination of hypoactive delirium and evolving recent large stroke about a month ago.
Thank you very much.
They decided the patient to be on Eliquis, statins, and subacute rehab for aggressive therapy. Patient has a leukocytosis that is attributed to pneumonia. PTOT done and subsequently patient was sent to subacute here. While I saw the patient today, patient wife is at the bedside. Patient himself is a very poor historian. He's not answering any question, but he does follow command slowly. He's awake, alert, time 1 to 2 only at time, but does follow the command. No shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Left side is weak. Able to move his right arm, right leg. Past medical history, as I mentioned, number one, right MCA infarct, number two, dysphagia status post bag placement in September 26, 2023, right IC occlusion, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, status post cabbage, hypertension, diabetes, CKD, renal artery stenosis, status post renal artery stenting, hemoptysis due to pulmonary hemorrhage. Expressive aphasia, socialist, married, live with his wife, they're married for 63 years, no alcohol, no drug abuse, family patient couldn't tell, Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablet via G-tube every 8 hour PR and Apixaban 5 mg BID via G-tube, Lipitor 80 mg daily. Colevelsam, C-O-L-E-S-E-V-E-L-A-M, Colevelsam, 3.75 gram oral, one packet daily, Diclofenac, 1% gel, 4 times a day, Pepcid, 20 mg BID, Lantus insulin, 15 units subcutaneous, BID, Lispor insulin, sliding scale coverage, lactulose, 15 ml BID, Metoprolol, 50 mg, two tablet twice a day, multivitamin daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily.
727B.
Review system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, neuro, left side weakness, but patient is not very good historian. He denies any fever, chills, nausea, vomiting. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert time 1 to 2, forgetful, has some expressive aphasia, not able to communicate properly, blood pressure 110 over 69, pulse 78, temperature 97.9, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%, head edema, pneumocolic, eyes anectaric, no ear neither discharge.
Right.
Throat, no aggregate, neck supple, no JVD, chest, no tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, chest, no stoop, abdomen soft, no tender, bowels, no pulse, G-tube in place, extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert time 1 to 2, left side, hemiparesis, left arm is weak, left leg is weak, but he's able to move the right leg and right arm. And overall generalized weakness with ambulatory dysfunction. Assessment, patient is admitted with generalized weakness. Number 2, right MCA stroke. Next line. Evolution of the stroke with large hemorrhage within the basal ganglia. Next line. Dysphagia, status post pack placement, next line, right IC occlusion, next line, atrial fibrillation, next line, coronary RTD, status post CABG, next line, hypertension, next line, diabetes, next line, change in mental status, cognitive deficit, next line, history of renal artery stenosis, status post renal artery stenting, history of hemoptysis due to pulmonary hemorrhage, unknown etiology in July 2023. History of right-sided PE in September 2023. Expressive aphasia due to stroke. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Follow-up lab as ordered. CBC, CMP, care plan discussed with the patient wife at the bedside. Also discussed with the nursing staff. Patient, wife has decided patient to be DNR, DNI. This is the end of the education. Thank you.